All right, everyone, it's Grimm's Red TV, and we are back with Married with Children. You guys really liked it on MGTOW.TV. I haven't put it on BitChute as of this recording, but hopefully it doesn't get blocked, and if it does, it'll be a MGTOW.TV exclusive, so you'll have to catch it there. But if BitChute's okay with it, and they're cool with us doing commentary on this classic show, then we will continue to do it.
Oh, yeah.
Again, we're not doing this to support piracy. We're doing this to show the red pill and one of the more red pill shows. Yes, I was recommended All in the Family. I don't have any episodes of All in the Family. I know. So we will maybe get that. I've not even watched that show. I mean, it's been so long ago.
It was before we were born.
Oh, yeah.
But I used to watch reruns of it growing up.
Oh, yeah. Hold on, guys. You don't want the captions, do you? Yeah, so let me turn those off. There we go. I don't know how that happened, but that actually had captions.
I Dream a Genie would be one.
No, we're not doing that one.
Isn't this demeaning?
Demeaning? Demeaning, Patsy? Is it demeaning for a woman to serve a man? What do you think, girls?
No!
Now,
everybody, let's get started.
What you watching?
Patsy, Portrait of a Stewardess in Training.
Well, why do you watch these things?
It's educational, Pig. I mean, we all fly, but do any of us really know what these young ladies go through to become stewardesses?
Their dresses are awfully short. Would you like me to get one of those?
80s.
Ah!
What?
What? Why?
Get that, Hunter.
I'd be honored, Al.
Lois, they still have food.
Occasionally.
Oh, no. Come on in. I was just making coffee. Al's watching Gullible Girls Week on Channel 3. Al, we have company. It's Steve and Marcy. Right now and shot me dead, Al wouldn't even know.
I'd know.
I can't believe you let your husband watch this mindless exploitation of women.
It's not mindless.
It's not mindless.
You want coffee and cake?
Sure.
Good. Did you bring cake?
No.
Well, we'll use ours.
Hey, Al, doesn't it bother you to watch this kind of smut in front of your wife?
Yeah.
You know, we learned last Tuesday in Marcy's women's club meeting.
I don't care.
It's a women's club, not a...
Steve, you can't honestly tell me you don't enjoy watching this. I mean, look at that leg draped over that flotation device. You don't find that pleasurable?
I used to love smut.
Oh, wait a second, Al. We went through this before. You got me in a lot of trouble.
Damn it, Steve, we're men. It's our God-given right to watch sports and smut.
Yeah!
Since when do we have to apologize for that?
I think since the 70s.
No, thanks. Doesn't it bother you that he watches things like that?
Not really.
I couldn't stand it. Men shouldn't look at women like pieces of meat.
Well, what actually bothers me is that he doesn't look at me like a piece of meat anymore. He used to. But it's been 16 years, and I guess it's hard to stay interested.
That's ridiculous. If they can follow the same sports team all their lives, they can stay interested in the same woman. In our women's group, we have a couple married 47 years. They still fool around 4 times a week.
A week? Al doesn't even brush his teeth 4 times a week.
Answered all of your problems.
I don't know. I bought one of those, and it's just not the same.
I mean, this is a good allegory for how you shouldn't listen to other people's opinions on your own relationship.
I've been reading this book, Thinergy, for thinness and energy.
A diet?
Oh, it's more than just a diet. It's a way of life.
Certain
foods add to your energy, while other bad foods can actually drain your energy. This book helps you eliminate the bad foods. You wake up with energy. You go to bed with energy.
What foods drain your energy?
Hey, Peg, we got any more chips?
Potato chips are draining.
No, Al.
You really ought to give it a try. You'll radiate an aura of energy and sexuality that even Al can't resist. I can only tell you, it worked for me.
How well did it work for you?
Every 36 hours.
The whoop and the guy who don't care.
My little Mount St. Helens.
The only difference is Al lets everyone see how he feels, and he only hides it.
Yep.
No, I don't know. I don't really feel like it.
Come on, Steve. Let's go.
You're gonna go to bed. I think I'll stay up and watch some PBS. Al, what channel does PBS come on in this neighborhood? Thank you.
Did you talk any sense into Al?
I don't think so, Patsy.
That was the girl on the show.
Yep.
Isn't this over yet?
Crestall is chips.
Almost. They're cramming for finals.
Don't you think those girls are a little skinny? Well, shouldn't a woman have some meat on her bones? You have to have something to grab onto.
I don't know, Peg. A lot of guys have been grabbing that one, and nobody's missed yet.
Just a minute. Let's see how this goes, because it changes from season to season.
Right.
About to clear out the bathroom.
Bud, this could be the end of life as we know it. Aw, don't worry about it, Kel. If you think Dad's gonna put up with this diet, I should have held you back another grade. Oh, that's him. Oh, wow. His sweat stains are giant. He hasn't even said hi to Mom yet. This is gonna be great. Hi, Dad. Hungry?
Starving. I didn't have time for lunch. Got caught in a traffic jam and had to sit for 10 minutes staring at a billboard of the best looking burger on the rope I've ever seen. Hi, hon.
Hi, Al. I made something different.
I don't care. Just slide it in front of me and plenty of it.
Okay.
Here it goes.
I'll just skip the salad. Let's just eat it.
That's dinner, Al. You got your riboflavin, folicin, iron, and magnesium all right there.
Peg, where's my food?
That's it, Al. Now you finish that, and you can have a granola bar for dessert.
Beats the heck out of the pie we usually have, huh, Dad?
Okay, Peg, what'd I do?
Nothing. It's good food. It's going to make us much healthier and much more energetic. Try it.
Sure. Gee, you know, you're right. I doubted you, but I feel a burst of energy coming. Here it comes now.
What are you doing to me? I work, I want food. You know what food is? It's hot stuff you put in your mouth. It smells good. You swallow it and you want more. That's what food is.
Now the children are here.
Oh, I'm sorry. Now I'm going to watch the news. And when it's over, I want some form of dead animal on my plate.
That's right.
Yeah.
The melted cheese mellies itself to the juices of this succulent steak.
And I want that dead animal to be succulent, Peg.
We have nothing succulent, Al. I threw it all out.
Oh, my bitch.
What?
Did I love? Did I pay for?
That might be.
That might be it right there.
Talk with a lawyer the next day.
Get upstairs.
You were saying that you threw out my food.
Well, excuse me for trying to improve the quality of our lives.
Your excuse, now give me meat.
I am going on this diet. If you don't want to, you don't have to.
I don't want to.
You're going on this diet.
Oh, no, I'm not.
Oh, yes, you are.
Oh, no, I'm not.
Oh, yes, you are.
I can't believe it. This is all just happening because Mom wants affection. Then why doesn't she just go to the mall like you?
Pure sugar.
Wow! Just damn!
You know, this carrot is delicious.
Is it? I can see by the look on her face.
It's much better than what you're eating. And this water here, it comes from a natural spring. It is the perfect complement to the natural sweetness of this carrot. I guess that's why I feel so good.
What do you kids want for supper?
Pizza.
Meatballs.
That's meatball.
Good water. Natural spring water.
I tell you, the stuff at the store ain't spring water.
Nope.
When they come in jugs like that, they don't. So you can get a full view up their skirt.
Yep.
Al, let me ask you a question. If you came home at night and found your wife in bed with another guy, would you get mad? I'd kill him.
Yep. Oh.
So I guess this guy didn't overreact. Look a little peeking out, babe. All night romp with a little lady? More or less. She's been yelling at me since 1 o'clock this morning. And she's on some stupid diet. I guess it makes them moody. Well, I can't sympathize. There's a shock. Yep. See, I can eat whatever I want and never gain a pound. My body's great.
I used to be that way.
I can't use it. It keeps coming back for more. Hey, you know what else is great about me? Shut up.
Can someone help me, please?
Yes, miss. The modeling agency's a few doors down.
Oh, no, I'm not a model. I just need shoes.
Oh, my mistake. Sit right here.
Al! Al! Hi. Listen, I haven't got much time. I'm on my break. Do you remember that movie we were watching the other night?
Patsy, Portrait of a Stewardess in Training.
Thank you.
I gotta ask you a question.
Look, Al, I've only got 5 more minutes on my break. I gotta get to the tape store.
This will only take a second. Your wife gave my wife a book. Now my life is hell.
Uh-huh. Thinergy.
Yeah, that's the word. Does Marcy hate me that much?
Well, yes, Al, she does. That's not why she gave Peggy the book. It will help you guys. And you are looking thinner.
I'm not on the stupid diet.
Ooh, Al, you have to. She can't go through this alone. She needs support. Your support, big guy. If you were to try this diet for even 1 week, you would show her that you care. Then if you were both on it, you could both go off it. Together. Together is the key word, Al.
So all I gotta do is starve and be miserable for a week. Then my life will go back to the normal hell it always was.
That's
that, Al. See, today's woman is strong, but now and then even she needs a little assurance.
Hey, guys, come here a second. Sandy's on her way to a job interview. She's a little self-conscious. Can you tell she's not wearing a bra?
Can't put that on anymore.
I can't believe that he's been on this diet for 2 days. Yep, 2 days, 10 fights, and they haven't even got to Radish Day yet.
Radish Day?
I really hate to see them like this.
It's like a fucking vegetarian diet.
Now listen to you. Yeah, it's worth a try. Mom, Dad,
you're grounded.
Kill. I'm hungry too, but you don't see me biting anyone's head off beef.
More kale, dear? Did I ask for more kale? More broccoli? Did I ask for more broccoli?
If it's cooked, you know, I'll eat it.
The book says we're going to go through grouchy periods as the toxins leave our bodies. Yours, of course, has a longer trip than mine. But anyway, the book says that when we feel an argument coming on, we are supposed to stop and share a nice memory.
He's gonna say, I used to be single.
Remember that time when we were dating and we took that walk on Oak Street Beach at sunset? The wind was blowing through your hair and you got cold, so I gave you back your jacket. And we fed the pigeons and held hands. We watched the moon come up.
Oh, yeah.
More kale, dear. You want to watch Carson? It's a special show. It's a repeat of his salute to Charles Nelson Reilly.
Al, did I ever tell you the sound of your voice irritates the hell out of me?
No, honey, you didn't. But in that case, there's only one thing I'll have to do. I'll just have to shut up. Yep, I'll just have to be quiet, because if there's one thing I don't want to do, it's irritate you. Not my little Peggy. Because if she's irritated, then I'm irritated, and if she's unhappy, then I'm unhappy.
Al, sweetie, what's that song you hate?
Don't do it, Peg.
See the tree, how big it's grown.
No, Peg,
red,
please.
It hasn't been too long. Wasn't big.
All right.
I laughed at her, and she got mad. First day that she planted it, it was just a twig. And honey... And honey, I miss you. And I'd like to be with you if only I could. I, a woman, hear me roar. If it's too big to be done, and it has not much to
fight. All right, you win. It's a low blow, but you win.
What the
heck? You won. There's no need to spike the ball. You know, you've been acting very snippy lately.
Have I?
Yep. And I think I know what you need.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh. Something that always makes you feel better. Why don't you make yourself comfortable? Right here. That's right. Lie down. I'll be right back. Don't go away.
It's gonna be something that she's not planning on. It's been a while. It's gonna be more food or something. Oh, no.
Close your eyes, honey. Eat it!
We got rid of Claire. She's laughing during the...
Al, this is not what I wanted. You ruined everything.
fries are already ruined. Give me some of that.
Get your own.
Well, Peg, I don't know why you went on a diet anyway. You don't need to lose any weight.
Well, I have to do something. You don't find me attractive anymore.
So?
So you don't find me attractive anymore?
Oh, gee, Peg, of course I do. I think you're great looking.
Well, then why haven't we, you know... It's been a long time, Al.
Oh, honey, that again. Come here a second, will you? Let me tell you something. Now, just because I don't go to bed with you doesn't mean I don't love you. I mean, let's face it. Even if you were beautiful, like that girl on TV, I'd still ignore you. Because you're my wife. Don't stick around me, Peg. Let me tell you what I mean. You remember that baseball glove my dad gave me when I was a little kid? I love that glove. Yeah, it's old and the web's loose, but it's special to me. That's how I feel about you, Peg. I may not tell you all the time, but I love you. I wouldn't do anything to change you. I think you're great. Just the way you are. So is my glove. I'll have to take it out more and play catch with Bud. Oh, I like that. Oh, that feels good. Hey, remember the American League playoffs last year? You know, a lot of fly balls were popping out of gloves for home runs. I think it's because the modern gloves are too big. It never would have happened to Willie Mays. Know why? Willie had a small glove. Just like mine. Ah!
Yeah. The first season, Man of Steel.
Yeah. Things change a lot over the years. Okay, well. Luke Ventura and Sandy. Okay. So that's the end of Married with Children, Episode 2. And, of course, we'll have more if you like them. This might be a MGTOW exclusive. It depends on whether BitChute's, like, okay with this.
Yeah.
At any rate, this is the Grim Lord and Dead Penetration. We are out with Red TV.
Yeah. Later.